Welcome, news listeners, to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of March, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, if you love that NFT support on Facebook and Instagram, you're going to have to live without it soon, because Meta's decided to kill it off. Meta, quoting, saying they're winding down its support for NFTs on Facebook and Instagram. It didn't take too long to do it either. It's actually been going for less than a year now. Now, the dropping of these digital collectibles has a lot to do after Meta's laid off thousands of employees and pretty much shut down a whole lot of projects in the process. All in all, though, we didn't get really much of a clear, direct story for Meta exactly on why they're shutting it down, and so quickly. Once again, it's just one of those ambitions that didn't completely get off the ground. Kind of like its crypto wallet, Novi. Remember that? Hey, speaking of getting off the ground, get ready for your cell phone service via Starlink. In case you forgot, remember Elon and T-Mobile? They kind of got together on a few things and calling it the coverage above and beyond. Obviously, they couldn't use to infinity, because Disney would have sued them. Well, now it looks like those talks are all coming together, as SpaceX is getting ready to begin testing its satellite to cellular service. And it doesn't look like the grand public will be part of it just yet. Though most of us knew this was coming due to the fact with the Starlink version 2, as Musk already said in August of last year, the new V2 would transmit direct to mobile phones, helping eliminate dead zones worldwide. Sony's doing some pretty cool stuff with lasers now, particularly with people that have low vision. It's actually part of a new viewfinder housing for the DSC-HX99 point-and-shoot camera. What's in this viewfinder is lasers, and what those lasers do, pew, right in your eyeball. Now, these lasers use retinal lasers to help people actually see more clearly through it. And it's part of their tie-up with the Japanese company QD Laser. Now, I'm sure camera buffs out there know about the DSC-HX99. It's kind of an old camera. Actually dates back to 2018, which actually has an 18-megapixel sensor and a zoom lens of 30 times magnification. So it's more of, why put lasers in an old camera? Well, Sony wants to offer this kit at a cost-effective price. The old run-of-the-mill camera costing just under $500. But with the lasers on board, just under $600. Sony's effort is hoping to support the low-vision community so they also can take great pictures. Now, the camera and kit will actually be available starting in the U.S., only available in limited quantity starting this summer. No word yet if this combination will be sold worldwide. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. If you enjoy the news show, we'd love your support as well. Head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And for literally as little as a dollar a month, you can help the news show stay alive. You can also check out the BTN Network over at BritishTechNetwork.com, which the news show is a part of. And check out other fantastic podcasts over there, including The Mac Show and The Big Show. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come and join the conversation today at the BTN community. It's fun and simple to do, and you can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Hump Day Wednesday edition tomorrow, and we will get you caught up on the best technology news that goes on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.